The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning. Welcome to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magnet Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And for the first time, I'll actually be doing this show in our headquarters over here at InvestView in beautiful downtown Red Bank, New Jersey. So it's a gorgeous, gorgeous day out. Unfortunately, summer's ending. What can you do? A change of seasons, maybe a change in tone for the stock market, but why should there be? Let's talk about a few different things, and then for today, I'm actually going to bring on two special guests, two guys I'm working with directly, which should be a lot of fun, and I want to actually keep you updated on what's going on at InvestView, because this is probably the best fit for clients and folks that have followed me for years. And what we've always talked about on this show is making you the most educated and most powerful investor you could be. What we've learned over the years is this business and this objective of managing portfolios and asset allocation is actually very difficult. If some people who consider themselves self-reliant investors could always use a little help. So the theory behind this show is always to educate you, and that's why I came to InvestView, which is really started out many years ago as a investment educational model, but it's really being built into right now an asset management company as well, and we'll talk to you about that as the show goes along. But here's what's really fascinating, folks. As this month comes to an end tomorrow, I will tell you that for the really first time in a long time, I've been too bearish. If you get to listen to the archives on this show, I've probably been with a few different parts in throughout my career, more bullish than most people, not because I'm bullish on stocks and the stock market. In fact, I always tell you, very, very few stocks rank up on my model, and I think most stocks are either overvalued, not growing fast enough. And the article in Forbes magazines, which I'm happy to share with you, you highlighted that. But as this month started, I talked to everybody about that it really felt to me like a correction's coming. It really felt like we needed a big respite. And while there was a brief, again, just a few percent sell-off, we're already back at all-time highs on S&P, Dow Jones, and people are really now just starting to ask, what about 5,000 on the NASDAQ? Are we going to see that anytime soon, the all-time high on NASDAQ? Well, you know what? The good news for bulls out there is I think we will. But I do think, again, you know, September has a chance of being rough. Now, in equities.com, another place where I do a fair amount of writing, I've actually shared that despite me being pretty cautious right now, if you have companies that rank up really, really highly on whatever you do on my model Magnet, the thing was to do is to keep increasing your stop losses, sell companies you were less cautious or less confident with, and sell them into rallies. Basically take a line and draw it down the middle of your page and put down stocks on the left-hand side that you would actually hold through a correction or even bear market. Companies that you really feel you want to own through cycles, and put them on the left side of your page, and on the right side of your page, put down all the other stocks, the stocks that you heard about through a relative or a friend, companies that you don't know much about, companies that were really just trades, if you will. Either sell them, raise stop losses in them, set high stop losses in them, but basically what I'm saying is get cautious. It's a great time to get cautious right now. And no, we will not, I'll say this as definitively as I can, we will not have a recession in the very near future. If the yield curve changes, I'll come on, I'll change my opinion. This is why this show is so great and all the archive shows. We really get to hear for the consistency. So I do not think there'll be a bear market. What I do think is we have a legitimate process or prospect right now of a very swift 10, 15, or even 20% cleansing right now. And when I say cleansing, we're going to come up in this fourth quarter of this year. It starts a three-quarter cycle of historically the most bullish period in the stock market four-year cycle of the presidential election cycle. If you want to really know anything more about that, all we could do is touch on subjects even though we have a whole hour. What I always ask you to do is call me, email me, start a dialogue. Let us really be helpful for you. But the fourth quarter starts a three-quarter cycle that I think will coincide with a blow-off in this bull market. I believe that excitement will return back to the stock market. You'll be hearing about the economy hitting on all cycles. Will it be? Well, let's just say the administration has a lot of control over what gets written in the markets. So expect the market to actually get real strong starting in October. It will be hard for me to believe that we could go one of the longest periods in history without a 10% correction and then start a gigantic 9-month cycle. So I believe there's going to be a cleansing. But that doesn't mean I'm saying sell everything. That doesn't mean even that I'm right. And in my recent article, I actually teased myself, why am I and why is everyone else out there so focused on finding a top or return when realistically, if you're prepared for it, you're not heavily margined, you've taken precautions, you've set stops, why not just continue to simply play this trend? And what I've really said also is all of the factors that are there that kick this bull market off, the Fed easing, the cheap money, all of these federally global Feds all coordinating together, well, those forces are actually still in place. We obviously, though, have an amazing rough amount of geopolitical news. Now, we've had this the whole way up, but when the market starts to pay attention to the geopolitical news, that's when things change a little bit. So I just want to urge caution, but more important than caution, I always want to urge you to be disciplined and portfolio management and stock selection. So what if I told you here, amidst a Russian invasion into the Ukraine, the Middle East really either heating up or melting down, depending on what you're looking at, continue what we're hearing about the sluggish economy globally and domestically, what if I said, well, let's take a look at the markets. NASDAQ's up 9.5% for the year. S&P's up 8% for the year. The Dow Jones is actually lagging up 3% for the year. Oh, by the way, the InvestView large cap model portfolio where we're managing money, and that's through the likes of not even Jordan, that's Ed Hassinger, who's been here for years. The large cap is currently up 24% for the year. The mid cap is outperforming the markets. And I think the small cap is slightly behind the market, but this comes after, you know, just a fantastic double, or I should say triple digit year on all three accounts last year. What I don't want to ever do is ever promote or sell based upon returns. More importantly, or almost as equally important as the returns you generate, is the methodology of generating it. And so very key is the discipline, the methodology, and I think that one of the most important changes, I think, over the last 10 years in the entire business is the idea that public really needs to see their account. They need to actually feel the account, see the account, know what they own. And I think the days of having a money manager simply report to you quarterly, it's kind of, if it's not over, it's really frowned upon. People want to know what they own. They want to know the liquidity of what they own. They want to know how you're generating the returns. And it's those combinations of abilities that really brought me to InvestView. And what I want to do in the next couple of segments, there's two key changes that have been made since I've actually joined the firm. And then I want to actually get into what we're doing on the asset management side, because I think that if I was to tell you stocks are good for you, I would be doing you a disservice. If I said to you stocks are bad for you, I would be doing you a disservice. I think the only way you can really figure out what's right is by digging a little bit personally into your own psyche, your own needs, your own future, income, so on. And this is exactly what I talked about in my very first book, Magnet Investing, creating a plan, knowing who you are. And folks, if you don't do that, I could basically promise you the market takes so many twists and turns that you'll be scared out at exactly the wrong time. So I think now is the time to get a hold of not only your plans, but yourself, to make sure that you have a handle on not only what you think the market might do, but work with professionals to figure out what discipline makes the most sense for you. So again, I think we're in a bull market that's getting long in the tooth. It doesn't mean it's going to end today or tomorrow. I think the key is to have a plan and to figure out what really works for you. So what I want to do is I want to take a real quick break here right now. We're going to bring on the CEO and chairman of InvestView, Dr. Joe Lauro. He'll share with you some changes, what we're calling maybe even the new InvestView, and how we can help everybody out there. So let's take a real quick break, grab a cup of coffee, take a break. We'll be right back with Dr. Joe Lauro right after this.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
If the financial markets interest you, if you want to potentially earn a higher return, if you're not satisfied with your investment returns, or if you're only making 1% on your investments sitting in the bank, do you see the stock market hitting record highs but feel you have no one to trust? Voice America's own Jordan Kimmel, the host of Magnet Investing for over 7 years, is applying his strategies of Magnet Investing and is managing individual accounts. Jordan Kimmel has joined InvestView, the Red Bank, New Jersey investment education and asset management firm, and his team can help you. Contact Jordan and the team at InvestView at 732-380-7271 or by email at jkimmel@investview.com. If you would like a complimentary portfolio review or to speak to a representative, call us. Past performance of investments are not indicative of future results. Investing is inherently risky. All recommendations should be researched by the investor. Call InvestView at 732-380-7271. That's 732-380-7271. Wealth Generators empowers your personal freedom with a simple, repeatable program for success. Our stock market experts bring extensive experience and deliver it directly to our members so they can invest for themselves. Now, for a limited time, the Financial You listeners can try the Wealth Generators program risk-free for 30 days for only $1. That's right, just $1. You will have access to our three weekly trade strategies for a full 30 days. After the trial ends, our products are covered by our triple your money back guarantee. If you trade our strategies for 6 months and lose money, we will pay you three times your subscription fee back. That's how confident we are in the Wealth Generators program. In addition, you can earn by referring others to the program. If you tell a friend and they join, you get paid. Not once, but each and every month they remain active. Trade like the experts, build residual income, and take the first step in generating wealth. Enroll now at WGOffer.com. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magnet Investing. And just a few months ago, I shared with the audience my excitement on joining InvestView. And I shared that there's going to be a lot of things going on at the company, and boy, there is a whole lot going on. So what I want to do right now is I want to bring on our chairman, our CEO, Dr. Joe Lauro. And Joe, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Jordan. First of all, it's great having you on our team, and welcome aboard. But I really appreciate you giving me the time.
Great. And Joe, before we get started, because there's a couple things I think are exciting to share, I want to remind our listening audience, we never recommend stocks on this show. You need to do your own due diligence. InvestView is a public company. The symbol is INVU. I shared a couple times on this show, one of the reasons I came to work here is not only the great management team in place, but from a personal point of view, I want to take a ride with this firm, and I think that there's some great things happening. So, Joe, since I've even joined the firm, there's a lot of energy, but a couple things just happened with the firm that I really wanted to have you come on and share. So let me let you bring on, after a long career and successful career in a couple other areas, you took over InvestView as the CEO. I think the changes recently are just really, really important and transforming to the company. So why don't you kind of share what just went on with the firm in the last couple of weeks that you can share?
Yeah, Jordan, first of all, in my 38-month tenure with the company, this is without a doubt the most exciting time since I've been aboard. It is the new InvestView. I told you once before in an interview, you know, we have this great foundation, our educational platform, where we teach clients how to trade. We give them actionable trades. We really take them and empower them with knowledge. And the goal that I had when I took over was to diversify this company into a financial services, a broad financial services company under one umbrella. And obviously, as a shareholder, a bondholder in the company, with that diversification, it creates a protective mechanism, because if you have four or five revenue potential sources, that's a far better picture than having one. And we had one. We were a one-trick pony that did an outstanding job. But now we have, with these new developments, you know, I bought an RIA over a year ago to start an RIA division. We bought a broker-dealer to share commissions, because as a regulated entity, we can share commissions with ideas, with trades, with white label agreements, with joint venture agreements with other broker-dealers. We bring in, you know, the icon on Wall Street, Jordan Kimmel, yourself, to come in here and manage money for us, because you with your Magnet Investing, with your trust, the whole idea, all the products you bring to the table are so significant for our long-term investors. And then we have, as I said, the RIA division. We trade stocks, bonds, insurance. We are great stewards of our clients' money and managing their money. And so, you know, with InvestU's algorithms, with their analytics, combined with your great funds and your ideas and the criteria you use to break down stocks for long-term investing, you know, InvestU has two or three divisions right there that they never had before that have tremendous revenue potential. We signed an agreement with Vickery Brown, and Jordan, you can expand on this, and I'm sure Anthony Letito will in the next segment, but Vickery Brown brings us this tremendous experience in bringing these unit investment trust sales. They bring the products to companies like U.S. Trust, and they invest in those at hundreds of millions of dollars, and InvestU is partners with this great firm. You know, we just signed an agreement with J. Stryker Wealth Management Division to house our RIAs, and they have an incredible platform. They have an incredible, amount of longevity in taking care of clients for over 105 years. It is just an outstanding joint venture agreement. We've been working on with a national marketing company to help us bring large educational package sales to our great teachers in Utah, who will take them through coaches' corners, who will take them through trading live classes, who will use our archive videos and our newsletters to be more successful in their trading ideas. So, you know, this company right now is the new InvestU, Jordan. We have so many divisions now that have so much revenue potential. There should be, you know, some of the criteria you look for in Magnet is growth, you know, growth in revenue and growth in earnings. And we are on a path to skyrocket in those two areas.
Well, let me touch on that, Joe, because, you know, when we first met, I told you what the hallmarks of a Magnet company are. And before even the fundamentals show up, it's about M, and the M stands for management. And what's so important, Joe, we hear about abuse and excesses by CEOs and their salaries and whatnot. When I find a company that has tremendous insider ownership, and then a CEO that takes a small salary and has most of his compensation in shares, well, Joe, you've been really a steward of the company and basically saying, I'll take all my compensation in shares. I don't want the company to have to be burdened by salaries at this time. It's a matter of growth. Then the next step, Joe, is a small number of shares outstanding. And so, again, I'll never recommend any stock, whether it's a billion-dollar market cap or the company I work for. But when you have a company with a very, very few number of shares outstanding that actually has had a great reputation but hasn't really had the revenue growth yet, that's an exciting time. Now, when that revenue growth kicks in, and what I'm asking our listeners to do, Joe, is to take down the symbol, put it on their watch list, look for milestones, look for revenue increases, looking for increases in volume in trading. These are keys, But I think, Joe, you've talked about from day one your long-term approach to business and care of people. And maybe what you want to do is kind of share the creed that you insist on everyone that works at InvestView.
Well, the first thing is, Jordan, I you know, when you're a CEO, when you're a chairman of the board, when you're, like I said, when you have this management position I have, I believe what goes along with that is great responsibility. I've always been a leader, and I've been, of all the other companies I've owned and worked with, I've been the CEO. And I think the buck stops with me. When there's something, when there's a mistake made or we're going in the wrong direction, I take full responsibility. But on the other hand, what I take a lot of pride in is that I have to set an example for every shareholder, for every bondholder, for every employee. And for me to go over 3 years without taking a salary because I want the company to come first, yes, Jordan, when I have my shares of stock awarded to me, if I'm successful, I'll be paid. But anyone, no matter what company I invest in, no matter what company I look up to, it's a CEO that says that the shareholders, the bondholders, the employees come first because our employees get paid, because I'm a steward for the shareholders and the bondholders. I have fiduciary responsibility to them to turn this company around, which we've done, and now to see, you know, all of this work, this hard work, the potential for this exponential growth, which is going to take place in the next 2 quarters with all these deals we signed. That's what I wanted to, the story I wanted to tell. And as you said before, Jordan, you may not recommend an individual stock, but you can recommend a management team, because the management team gets it right, and a management team is all about doing the right thing by the shareholders, then guess what? The stock will take care of itself. So our right. company is on a trajectory going forward, and the CEO story the last 10 years on Wall Street was, you know, take too much, get rewarded too much for too little, mm-hmm. and there was no milestone set for most CEOs. Listen, if you're getting stock from a company and you completely turn it around, every shareholder raised their hand and says, God bless you, you're being rewarded for a job well done. But if I got a bunch of, if I made a bunch of money and walked away from the company and this company had not done well, then I think that's incorrect, that's wrong, it's immoral, and that's the story that was told on Wall Street. And we didn't tell that story. I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of what's going on in InvestView. And hopefully that was one of the reasons why you joined our team, because you saw the integrity of the management, and you saw the direction the company was going. And when you look at it from an analyst point of view, we have very, very few shares, and it's tightly held by 7 or 8 people. The only way this company is going is up. So, you know,
I share your enthusiasm for the firm. I want to also tell people, while we're in beautiful Red Bank, New Jersey, beautiful offices, I'm going to give them an invitation, Joe, to visit you at our corporate offices now with Jay Stryker, right on Wall Street, maybe even take a... If anyone listening would like to meet Joe and maybe even visit the New York Stock Exchange with Joe and our team at Stryker, you should reach out to us. But, Joe, we're going to bump up to a commercial break. I am so excited about what's going on here that I wanted to bring you on and let you share part of the story. I think that the next couple of years and beyond, we're going to have a lot of fun together. We're going to help our clients, and I'm actually delighted to be part of your team.
Well, Jordan, it's my pleasure having you. You are a vital part of the future success of InvestView, and thanks very much for giving me the opportunity to talk about the company I really care about.
Well, fantastic, Joe. Thanks for your time. And, folks, we will take a quick break right now. We're going to actually bring on Anthony Letito, who heads up our asset management division. We're also doing some very big things over there and some new things we had planned about and talked about, but now it's a reality. We'll share them with you in just a minute. We'll take a real quick commercial break. We'll be back with more Magnet Investing right after this break.
The market.
markets up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Wealth Generators empowers your personal freedom with a simple, repeatable program for success. Our stock market experts bring extensive experience and deliver it directly to our members so they can invest for themselves. Now, for a limited time, the Financial You listeners can try the Wealth Generators program risk-free for 30 days for only $1. That's right, just $1. You will have access to our three weekly trade strategies for a full 30 days. After the trial ends, our products are covered by our triple your money back guarantee. If you trade our strategies for 6 months and lose money, we will pay you three times your subscription fee back. That's how confident we are in the Wealth Generators program. In addition, you can earn by referring others to the program. If you tell a friend and they join, you get paid. Not once, but each and every month they remain active. Trade like the experts, build residual income, and take the first step in generating wealth. Enroll now at WGOffer.com.
If the stock market interests you and you would like to learn how to trade and potentially improve your returns, InvestView offers the best way to learn how to trade stocks and options. Not a member yet? Learn three market-beating strategies revealed by top traders. You can get a free stock evaluation and free market-crushing insights delivered to your inbox. Our team has over 100 years of combined experience in the markets. Visit InvestView.com or call directly at 877-795-8477. That's 877-795-8479.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magna Investing. And right now it's really a pleasure to bring on my colleague, my friend, and someone I'm thrilled to be working with. It's Anthony Petito, who heads up our asset management division here at InvestView. And Tony, let me give you a nice warm welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate you having me on. It's always great to spend a little time with you.
All right. And folks, let me just say before we get started, Tony's up in beautiful Saratoga. It is the last week in August. Everyone hopefully has had some time to enjoy their summer. And Tony was nice enough with the changes going on over at InvestView to take a little time out of his relaxation and well-deserved time to share with us. So, Tony, thanks for really joining us. During some rest time for you. But, you know, what's going on at the firm, we just had Joe Lauro on talking about some overall changes at the firm. But, Tony, you've been brought in because of your career in institutional asset management, your accomplishments, and you've already made some major changes and really some what I call offerings to the clients here at InvestView that very few people have access to. So let me just ask you to spend a couple minutes maybe on your background and why you think it's so important to have individual retail investors literally treated as institutions are treated by the largest money managers in the country.
Sure, Jordan. I think I'm rather unique in that I grew up in the industry, the financial services industry, on both sides of the ledger. The early part of my career was very much working with individuals and what we call the retail side of the industry, and helping them reach their financial objectives, doing financial planning, helping them select investments and that sort of thing. The other portion of my career has been spent working with very, very high qualified institutional investors, such as the public pension funds that exist throughout the United States. You've heard of them, Jordan, CalPERS, New York State Pension System, NYSERS in New York City. So I've got a chance to see how both sides of the world operate, and it's been a very interesting experience, and I'm trying to take that experience that I have on both sides of the ledger and bring it to InvestView to create a very, very high standard when we deal with a client, number one, and number two, to provide that client with the best possible services we can.
Well, you know, the thing is that I've been only really, you know, working in the retail sector for the early part of my career. And this whole idea, Tony, is that people will invest, they have their portfolios are scattered around, they take an idea from here, they meet someone at a cocktail party, they do a little of that, they hear maybe you should do a little of this. Next thing they know, they really don't have a plan. And right. You talked early about having an investment policy statement actually offered to all existing InvestView clients and maybe even the first 100 clients we bring in that are new. Why don't you share with the public that is not familiar with the investment policy statement what it's really about and why you're so, so thoroughly key on having that as a cornerstone for how we treat our clients?
Absolutely, Jordan. That's a very, very important concept. You know, I mentioned that I worked on both retail and institution, and the big difference between really both of those areas is the institutional investor has a fiduciary responsibility to get it right, and they use a tremendous amount of professional help to get there. Consultants, professional asset managers, they spend the money and they have access to some of the brightest minds in the country. On the retail side, obviously, the focus is not as centralized. Everybody's an individual. They do what they think is best for themselves. They try to figure out the best investments they can make. But the translation between the two, it almost becomes the haves and the have-nots. On the retail side, the standards that we all shoot for as far as giving advice and providing information is very much lower than it is on the institutional side. On the institutional side, as I said, they set the bar very, very high for themselves to utilize the best services possible. And what I discovered and what I learned on the institutional side is that they create, for every transaction that they do, every group does it, they create an institutionalized investment policy statement, which is a generic roadmap as to what they should be doing and what they should not be doing. And each investment they make after they come up with the investment policy statement has to comply with that document. So, for example, if they say they can invest in bond funds and money market funds only, they would never be able to invest in an equity because it would go against their investment policy statement. That keeps them very much on track. It keeps them focused. It keeps them aligned with their own financial objectives, and it keeps everything in the place it ought to be. On the retail side or the individuals, it's unusual to find an individual investor that takes that type of discipline, takes the time, the effort, has access to the professionals that can generically create such a document. So what we've done here at InvestU, we've created a proprietary investment policy statement document, which we want to give to every single one of our clients. And we're doing that because I believe it raises the bar, it creates a standard, and it puts that client in the best possible position to reach their financial goals and objectives in a way that brings a little bit of the emotion out. I didn't mention that, but it's a big part of it. Institutional side of the investment world, there's no emotion. It's a job. People go to work and they do what they're supposed to do to get those returns. When it's an individual, a lot of what we make decisions about is emotional. And the investment policy statement is a way to help quell some of that emotionality.
You know, Tony, what you said there is so important because, you know, over the years, this whole program, this whole thought using quantified screens to really use discipline to take emotions out of investing. And I think the retail investor has been subject to not only their own emotions, but the emotions of the people that they're working with at brokerage firms. And you hear about things like suitability, and people are really afraid to invest because they don't have a roadmap plan for them. And I think part of what you brought to this firm, not only the professionalism, but the technology to be able to actually complete an investment policy statement for individuals is completely unique. And I've been in this business 28 years. I've never even heard of anybody talking about the way you do with investment policy statements, almost like a religion. And I think that if you take the proper care and the proper planning before you get started and all the alignment is pre-established, I believe that investors could just get comfortable, they could relax, they know that your interests are actually their interests. And I think that's the hallmark of what we're doing. And I think that part of it, Tony, is that even though we call them retail, we have managed accounts here where people can see their accounts. And you, as the head of the RIA, I think it's really important to share one other thing before we let you go. When I used to have my own company called Magnet,
and comment on something you said that I think is very important, and I don't want it to get away. You know, when you look at the retail marketplace versus the institutional marketplace and the emotionality aspect, a lot of people select people to advise them based on relationship, which is fine, and we know a lot of emotions come into that. But you also look at the industry as a whole, as it evolved over the past several years. You know, many, many times investments are selected because a stockbroker or a salesman brings the soup du jour, the product of the day, to the table, whether that product is suitable for an investor or not, and they're selling something based on emotionality, based on, you know, where it might go, you know, home run over the fence as far as returns and that sort of thing. And there's one thing that people have to really understand, that a stockbroker doesn't have, to a high degree, fiduciary responsibility. Now, he is bound by certain rules of fiduciary, which means that I'm going to act for you as the way I would act for myself. There is a standard there. However, they're not held to the same standard as an advisor, a registered investment advisor, is held. When an investment advisor gives information, advice, they are held to the highest standard of fiduciary responsibility, which means that if something goes awry and that individual who provided the advice was not truly focused on the objectives of that individual, then they have the responsibility to do good, to make up the differences, or potentially even be sued for a lack of professionalism. That is a critical, critical component of why an investment policy statement must be created for every individual. So that clarity, the clearness, the financial objectives, the emotionality is out of it, and we can look at something very, very objectively and say, this investment is suitable for you. With comfortable benefits into your portfolio, it's in line with what your investment policy statement is, therefore we're providing that advice as a fiduciary, and it really closes the loop and takes the retail investor from the world of ambiguity into the world of clarity. And I think that's a big part of it.
I think
you touched on that, and I just wanted to state that again.
No, I think that's such a beautiful way to put it. And you know what? We're going to come up to a commercial break here, but I think that you just really kind of hit the center of the bullseye there. And I'll remind everybody, at InvestU, there is a fixed management fee, regardless of the amount of trading. So we're on the exact same side of the table as you are. And Tony, we'll use the investment policy statements along with either semi-annual or annual review to make sure we're following that plan. And with that kind of alignment with the client and that kind of level of communication with the client, I think you're just building a powerhouse asset management division here at InvestView, and I'm really just thrilled to be working with you both personally and professionally.
Cindy and Jordan, thank you.
Alrighty, folks, we're going to take a quick break. That was Tony Letito, the head of InvestView's asset management division, somebody that you should get to know personally. We'll take a real quick break, and Tony even took time out of some time off here, so thanks for that time, Tony, and we'll see you when you're back in town next week.
Thank you, Jordan.
Alrighty, folks, let's take a real quick break. We're with Voice America's Magnet Investing. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
If the financial markets interest you, if you want to potentially earn a higher return, if you're not satisfied with your investment returns, or if you're only making 1% on your investments sitting in the bank, do you see the stock market hitting record highs but feel you have no one to trust? Voice America's own Jordan Kimmel, the host of Magnet Investing for over 7 years, is applying his strategies of Magnet Investing and is managing individual accounts. Jordan Kimmel has joined InvestView, the Red Bank, New Jersey investment education and asset management firm, and his team can help you. Contact Jordan and the team at InvestView at 732-380-7271 or by email at jkimmel@investview.com. If you would like a complimentary portfolio review or to speak to a representative, call us. Past performance of investments are not indicative of future results. Investing is inherently risky. All recommendations should be researched by the investor. Call InvestView at 732-380-7271. That's 732-380-7271.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Wealth Generators empowers your personal freedom with a simple, repeatable program for success. Our stock market experts bring extensive experience and deliver it directly to our members so they can invest for themselves. Now, for a limited time, the Financial You listeners can try the Wealth Generators program risk-free for 30 days for only $1. That's right, just $1. You will have access to our three weekly trade strategies for a full 30 days. After the trial ends, our products are covered by our Triple Your Money Back guarantee. If you trade our strategies for 6 months and lose money, we will pay you three times your subscription fee back. That's how confident we are in the Wealth Generators program. In addition, you can earn by referring others to the program. If you tell a friend and they join, you get paid. Not once, but each and every month they remain active. Trade like the experts, build residual income, and take the first step in generating wealth. Enroll now at WGOffer.com.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magnet Investing. And let me just share, it really is a pleasure bringing on colleagues that I'm working directly with, shoulder to shoulder with, and both Dr. Joe Lauro and Tony Letito are people that you would love to have at your house. You'd love to be their neighbor. And they're really, really a pleasure to work with. I also want to just reiterate, as excited as we all are about what's going on at InvestView, I never recommend any stock to anyone on this show. This shouldn't be interpreted as a buy recommendation, but I will share with you, INVU is the public symbol. I did come here because I think there's an opportunity to help clients in a overly transparent way, in a way that was built originally on education, then newsletters. And what we're going to be doing here is working hand in hand with Voice America to deliver videos to keep people completely in touch with what we're doing and how we're thinking. So, you know, I've been in this business, it's hard to believe, but 28 years already. And people will overcomplicate it, make it seem a little bit more difficult than it is. But this is a very simple business itself. It's a matter of developing relationships with individuals that actually can trust you and use your judgment. And then it's a matter of absolute discipline and execution. So, you know, what does that really mean? Well, I've went on and I've been on the major network shows some 500 times. I talked about a breakdown in trust that it happened in the market. And you know what, folks? You can't sugarcoat it. Wall Street totally blew the trust factor throughout what is now being labeled as this Great Recession. And throughout that whole period of time, I was saying to people, you know, you cannot control business cycles regardless of how hard the Fed will try. But when this recession ends, the individual investor's not going to come back so quickly to the stock market. And boy, was I right. Now, we've had a 200% return in the stock market off the March 09 bottom. But there are still over $1 trillion of money left on the sidelines of people simply that don't have anyone to trust or don't believe in Wall Street, or you fill in the blank. But I've said on this show over and over again, this isn't actually the first time this has happened. Remember, after the 29 crash and the depression of the 30s, the SEC was born because people didn't trust the market, and they needed to be reformed. Well, people don't remember so much that in the 1960s, there was a mutual fund scandal where people said nobody will ever invest in mutual funds again. Well, the joke of it, obviously, is that even moderate-sized mutual funds are now the size of the entire mutual fund industry back in the 60s. So, of course, people came back. But this blow to people's psyche, this period of the year 2000s, where we had a double generational bear market show up in one decade, where we've seen the country at war virtually the whole time, and then Wall Street completely destroyed the trust. Well, you know what? It's considered a lost decade for many people, but what I'll share with you is that I have a lot of pride in what I did over that decade, the returns, the clients, and so on. But you know what? At this firm, InvestView, even though they like to make a big deal out of me, this team that's been established long before I got here has generated returns that almost look too good to be true. Fact is, we have clients in the registered investment advisory for a couple of years already, although the firm never really advertised the fact that they were managing money. I think one of my goals is to take InvestView from a little-known secret to a very, very important entity, an entity that believes on alignment with clients, with total communication, with answering the phone when people call in the office, of providing complimentary investment policy statements on the way in. And folks, just to take this business and create it a little simpler, if you create a good plan, things will change over time for both individuals and the market. If you communicate with your client and you see how the plan is working and you make any tweaks to that plan, maybe a new baby was born, maybe a change in jobs, maybe an inheritance, all kinds of things happen to us throughout our life. If you just stay aligned with the client and communicate very clearly, that's a recipe for success. So while people have said, well, you know, Jordan, I don't have money to play the market, or the market's a casino, right? I say wrong, because the stock market is the single greatest method of acquiring and accumulating wealth that there is in this country. The key is having a plan, having the discipline, and thinking long term. So nobody ever feels like they want to take their hard-earned after-tax money and send it somewhere as an investment. It's scary. And folks, that's part of the emotional part of life. But those folks who have diligently saved their money in the bank and earned bank returns over these years have fallen victim to inflation, and their purchasing power continues to get destroyed, although we're told, hey, there's only a 1% inflation rate. We know that's not the case. We know that you need to own assets. So you might want to own real estate or commodities or dividend-paying stocks or companies that retain earnings and acquire other companies and grow their share price. Whatever it is, the long-term goals cannot be achieved by hiding in a money market. So what I want to do right here is I want to share with you again the request. Call us, email us, get in touch with us. That's the only way to really start a dialogue. The phone number here directly is 732-380-7271. My direct email is jkimmel@investview.com. If you'd like your portfolio scored on the Magnet model, if you want to talk about asset management, if you want to just have a discussion, if you want to be invited to future webinars where we're actually showing what we're doing and how we're trading and what we're seeing, just either call or email jkimmel@investview.com. or call us directly at 732-380-7271. So let me take a deep breath. Wish you guys a great end of the summer. I hope you got time with the family. I hope you had time to relax. And the goals that I have is not only to make you a little bit of money, but to put you in a position where you can actually give back to your community and society. And it's not a matter of how much your bank account is. It's what your reputation is at the end of the line and through your life. So we want to help you not only accumulate wealth, but put you in a position where you'd like to share your wealth. No hospital wing has ever been built or donated through clipping coupons and bonds. It's all through ownership, and we want to help you feel comfortable and get there. So keep an eye on INVU. Give me a call directly if we can help you. Have a great end of the summer. Thank you to Michael over at Voice America running the switchboard and the whole team that does a great job. Have a great summer end. We'll see you in the fall. See you in September, as they say. And we'll see you right here next week at Magnet Investing. Have a tremendous, enjoyable, healthy, safe holiday weekend. See you next week.
The Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magnet Investing right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.